And now let's move from the giant failure of a savings and loan to a giant effort to save financial institutions. It's the Bush administration's proposed $700 billion bailout of the financial system, and it is still just a proposal this morning. Congressional leaders got together with President Bush and the presidential candidates, but the deal they had reached in principle fell apart. So we have called David Wessel. He's economics editor of The Wall Street Journal and a regular guest on this program. David, good morning.
Good morning.
What is the basic difference of opinion here?
I think the basic difference of opinion is exactly what role the government should play and what's the best way to structure this huge intervention of the government into the private markets. Secretary Paulson asked for extraordinary authority and said he wanted to buy up to $700 billion of bad loans off the books of the nation's banking system. The Democrats said, oh, if you're going to do that, we want some upside from the taxpayer, we want some oversight, we want some help for homeowners. They seem to be moving in that direction, and then, as you say, a number of Republicans in the House, apparently backed by John McCain, said, we don't like this approach at all.
They wanted a more limited approach that did not involve the government buying hundreds of billions of dollars worth of assets.
Apparently, they have an alternative plan which involves some sort of loan guarantees, but it's not been well fleshed out.
And, of course, there's the question that everyone will be asking on both sides, on many sides, if there are many sides, and that is, are people offering sincere alternatives or playing election year politics?
Well, I think it's both. It was a pretty big thing to ask Congress to do, to give the Treasury Secretary all this authority. Secretary Paulson and Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke went to Congress and said, look, if you don't do this, bad things will happen. They were trying to get Congress to overcome all their reservations, both principled and partisan. And the problem is that Congress is having a hard time doing this, and so the rest of us are left here saying, does that mean all the bad things are going to start happening?
Well, okay, that's the question then. What happens now?
Well, all we know is that while the fire rages on, and the takeover of Washington Mutual is one example of the continuing problem, that the markets in Europe and Asia reacted very negatively to this gridlock in the United States. The Federal Reserve had to give more dollars to foreign central banks in exchange for their currencies to lend to their banks because there's so much uneasiness in the banking system. So the question right now is, will the political leadership come together to do something to get away from these case-by-case resolutions and make the world think they can do something, or will the markets crash before they do it? I don't know what the answer
is. Does this actually mean that a day's delay costs somebody billions of dollars, David Wessel?
It could be. People make and lose money every day. I think the real problem is that if something doesn't happen, it's going to be difficult for ordinary Americans to get loans and for businesses to get loans. Banks are reluctant to lend even to each other. So it is harder and harder for people to get loans. Credit is the lifeblood of the economy. If every bank in America puts every loan on hold for another day, that just is devastating.
Can you imagine a circumstance in which Congress would walk away, as they had been hoping to do at the end of this week, walk away without actually agreeing on a big package here?
It's a hard question to answer. My gut is that when there's a crisis and when things are really bad, they usually manage to do something in order to walk away from the precipice. That's what has happened every time in my memory before. I have no reason to believe this time is different, but it's always hard at this point to know how they'll do it and who's playing chicken with whom. And we have an extraordinarily difficult moment here because, as we saw yesterday, it's in the middle of a presidential election, and that makes it all the harder.
And you also have to keep in mind that people like Senator Richard Shelby, who spoke to this program earlier this week, don't think that they're on a precipice. He's thinking maybe it's a gully, that it could be a problem, but it's not so drastic as people suggest. Do you think that people in Congress believe, by and large, that this is as serious as the administration says it is?
I think most of the leadership of Congress believes that it's a substantial risk that something bad will happen if they don't do something. And they're not experts in finance. They're politicians. And when Ben Bernanke and Hank Paulson tell them you need to do something, most of them don't have the guts to say, I'm calling your bluff. But history is not always a guide to the future.
David, thanks very much.
A pleasure.
David Wessel is economics editor of the Wall Street Journal, and he's keeping us up to date on developments in Washington, New York, and elsewhere. Washington Mutual, the nation's largest savings and loan, has been seized by the federal government. And at the same time, there is no agreement yet in Washington on a financial bailout package. Republicans have offered an alternative, and a meeting that involved the presidential candidates, President Bush, and congressional leaders fell apart without any agreement. We are told negotiations will continue today.